Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Last week, I started to share with you on the blessing of walking in the spirit of revelation, okay? Walking in revelation. What is hidden is what is dangerous, what is revealed. The word of God says, becomes our possession. Deuteronomy 29:29. That's where we started from. Let's start from there. I pray that everybody would walk in revelation. As you continue to walk with God, you will grow and mature and be a person that walks in the revealed word of God. Hallelujah. It says the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. So once it is secret, once it is hidden, he says it belongs to God. It's in a realm of the unknown. And once it is not known, then it doesn't benefit anyone. But he says, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. So you see, what you have access to by revelation becomes your possession. And it won't just be a blessing to you, it will be a blessing to your next generation. There are people who don't think about the next generation. You know, they are only today conscious. They don't think about their children's children. Ask somebody for me, do you really think about the next generation? Ask somebody for me. Do you think? I've watched young men. You tell them, marry, marry, marry. They don't want to marry you. It's a clear indication, you see. They are not conscious of the next generation. They don't want to continue their generation. Yeah. And I pray for everybody, when you marry me, the Lord give you male and female children. Yes. So that your generations will continue. If a male is sitting by you, ask the person, do you care about your name continuing? Ask the person. Or you want it to end with you, then you are gone. Hey. To be very frank, if it is not for poverty, you should give birth, sir. The reason why I say if not for poverty is because, you see, sometimes you have to measure. Because, you see, you have to take good care of the children. And if you can't take good care of them, else you should have about plenty males and females. Yes. And if you are a male, you should take interest in the males carrying your name on. Yes. Don't sit down there. You are just wasting time. You are 30. We tell you marry. You say we are playing. If a male is, look, I don't know, but today it looks like there are more females in the church than males. Look, If a male is sitting by, he's not married, and you look at the person, and the person looks like he's above 30, ask the person, why? What else should we say? And please, those of you two that are married, don't be postponing your giving birth into the future. Give birth. Some of you have just one. The child is getting to about 3 years. Look, you should produce another one. Father, in the name of Jesus. You should be thinking about another one. Yes. You see, time is not on your side. If you think you have a lot of time, time is not on your side. If the child is about 2 years, getting to 3 years, produce another. They know themselves. They know that I'm talking about them. Hallelujah. Anyway, so what is hidden, he says, belongs to God. But what is revealed belongs to us and our children forever. And I was telling you last week, I said my prayer is that God will reveal some things to us that will cause our generations to see transgenerational wealth. Amen. Where he revealed a secret of a certain business to you, and you are able to pass it on to your children. So the wealth didn't end with you. It continued with your children. Please take the issue of revelation serious, because what is revealed to you, whatever, in whatever realm, in whatever area of life, will cause you to be separated from the masses. Revelation distincts individuals. What did I just say? You see, everyone who is a person who walks in revelation becomes a distinct individual. Because you will now be operating with the wisdom of things that have been revealed. To a lot of people, it may be hidden, okay, and they don't know. Welcome. And they don't know. But once it is revealed to you, it becomes your possession. And now you see that you are distinct. For example, let's say you catch a revelation of how to live long. Huh? Even a revelation of what to eat and what not to eat. Now, by the time you realize you are living longer, okay, and you look younger than your peers. All right? Yes. A man was talking, he said, he's 72. When you look at him, he looks like 45. He said, what is your secret? He said, I stopped eating rice when I was 40. I said, hey, then what do you eat? What do you eat? Africa, that you don't eat rice. If he's 72 and he stopped eating rice when he was 40, that means for 32 years he's not ate rice. I said, hey, then what do you eat? Then he said he eats a lot of vegetables. Everything he eats is great. He doesn't eat deep fried things. I said, hey. Then he says he walks about, he mentioned a certain number of kilometers he walks every morning, including Sunday. Hey. See, you can even catch a revelation about exercise. That will make you different. How many of us exercise? Because see, there is no... People of God. So revelation will make you distinct. Revelation will separate you from the masses. I pray that in every realm of life, you will catch revelations that would separate you from the masses. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Is somebody listening at all? So last week we delved into so many things. I'm not going to go into all of that. But in Jeremiah 33, verse number 3, we see, you see, now we are talking about things that are hidden in God. So if we want those things to be revealed to us, we are not just talking about going after other things to reveal them to us, but keying in into God, okay, to have things unveiled to us. So in Jeremiah 3:33, God says what? Call unto, and I will, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So the moment we are in contact with God and we set our hearts to engage him, he says he will make known to us great and mighty things that we don't know concerning every area of life. I personally think that you shouldn't remove any area of your life in your relationship with God. Which area? No area. Every area should be deeply immersed into God. Every area of your life should be deeply what? Immersed into God. So God wants to reveal deep things to us, mighty things to us, great things to us. But the question is, are we really ready for him? Do we really desire such revelation or revelations? And last week, I encouraged you that the first revelation that your heart must yearn for is revelation of Jesus Christ. Getting to know Jesus for yourself. Who is Jesus to you? If I come to you and I ask you, who is Jesus? What is your personal revelation? Matthew chapter 16. Let's start reading from verse 13. You see, if you are a child of God and your revelation, that is, what has been shown you concerning Jesus, is limited, that means your walk with God, you'll be limited. All right? Because, listen carefully to what I'm going to say. Revelation deepens your conviction. What did I just say? Revelation deepens your conviction. So, your conviction about Jesus will be very limited if you don't have what? Revelation of him. That is, if who he truly is not uncovered to you. Okay? Now, let's read this. Matthew 16, verse 13. Today, I'm just adding just a little detail. Very little. Then we'll pray. Okay? But I pray that the little detail you will hear. Because just a little detail will make somebody decide to marry. You see, you may be wondering why I talk about marriage like that. When I see young men who are not interested in marriage, I get concerned. There's a certain brother I knew when I was young. I have grown to marry. I have 5 children. He's still not married. I get very concerned. When I see him from afar, I say, hey, brother, should we organize a prayer meeting? Because I don't understand. And I know some people too, I say, you don't know what is in marriage. You don't know what is in marriage. You don't encourage people to be married like that. Let's enjoy our lives. When you marry, think many things. It is because you lack revelation of what marriage is and the blessing marriage can bring to you. You lack revelation. That is why you are postponing it. You say you don't know. When people get married, look at the end in divorce. Listen to me. You lack revelation. If you gain the right revelation about marriage, your marriage will be beautiful. Beautiful, stress-free, hitch-free, hitchless. So you don't know how some wives are treating their husbands. You wouldn't tell me to marry. And you don't know how some husbands are treating their wives. When a husband lacks revelation, the marriage won't be nice. When a wife lacks revelation, the marriage won't be nice. There's a revelation you must have about marriage. And enjoy it. You must enjoy your marriage from day one till the last day. Nobody here should endure their marriage. You should enjoy it. Huh? If you want to catch a revelation about marriage, say amen.
Amen.
Somebody asked the question. Say, "Na so only obi ti ane ho funu. Tebi ane obi tena na ne ho afunu. Ne ho funu a obe dey." You see, without revelations, ne ho be funu. Yes. But with revelation, ne ho funu. So we will talk about that revelation you need for marriage. It's important. Or you don't need it. Anyway, so now let's talk about this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So Jesus says, "What do men say that I am?" The next verse. And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." The next verse. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" So Jesus wanted to know their personal revelation about him. Then listen to what Peter said. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son the living God." The next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." You see, Peter caught a revelation of who Jesus was. And that distinct him. Listen, I pray that in your walk with God, at every given time, there will be an unveiling of who Jesus truly is to you. Now, am I communicating at all? When that happens, I said, it deepens your conviction. It deepens your what? Your conviction. Your conviction. For example, when you catch the revelation that Jesus is your Lord, I told you last week, there are things you cannot do. There are things you will do. Because he is your Lord. And Lord means owner. Okay? So if Jesus is your owner, then you would desire to know what he wants and to do it. So let's come back into marriage. I know you don't like me. Charlie. You know, most of the time when I'm ministering like this, I'm ministering prophetically. Yes, because when I mention things like this, you'll be surprised. That they're solving problems. Yes. So Jesus is your Lord. As a husband, Jesus is your Lord. What does Jesus say you should do to your wife? If he's your Lord, then you should obey him. Uh-huh. So Jesus says, love your wife as he loved the church. So now let's examine you by that revelation. Do you love your wife as Jesus loves the church? Let's go. All right. So, but I don't know practically how to appropriate that in my life. Okay. Who are those in the church? The church is not filled with only good people who are disobedient. Sometimes they don't want to do what God says, but Jesus still loves them. Yeah. Okay, so if your wife puts up an attitude that doesn't look like she deserves to be loved, will you love her as Jesus says you should love her? It's a revelation. I think the husbands don't like the message. The husbands, do we love the message? Do you know that, man of God, do you know that If your wife is all obedient, there's no proof of true love. Your wife, look, at the point where she has disrespected you, that is where we will know whether you love her. Hey. Yeah. Does that mean my wife should disrespect me? I am about to talk about the wife. Why are you rushing? But what I'm saying is that, okay, what is love? I think you don't like the message. Do you like the message? What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily angered. So, how do you know you love your wife? She would one time do something that makes you angry. Revelation of love. Huh? Yeah. To be very frank, if you say, wife, do this, and your wife has never spoken against you, your wife has never done anything disrespectful, your wife has, look, your love for her has not been tested yet. Let her do something small and let's see. Will you love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself? Uh-huh. Now let's come to talk about the wives. He says, submit yourself to your husband as the church submits to Christ. Do you know it's difficult to submit to somebody who nehoye wehi? Masem na make an ompe, eba nyame sem na na make an asem na me de bae. She? We husbands, sometimes we can be very annoying. Okay. Example. Sometimes you think we should care so much that certain things we should ask about them. Nasi yeni. I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to say. And can we be business across say? Me want to say. Now when you say, oh, quite juman, and I say, me say, me won't shed down for me. But oh, quite juman, you know, me want to say. Me preaching, and preaching, and me preaching. Because me quite juman, no. Pressure! I said, "I'm in for you, but me ran heavy." People of God, that is where we are now going to test if wife too would continue to lay low and not now raise her shoulders to talk against her king. Revelation, oh, revelation. For me, life becomes very, very difficult if you do not walk by revelation. I'm talking about a child of God. I'm not talking about somebody who is not really concerned about the Lord or anything. I'm talking about the child of God. The child of God. Yeah. So, all the time, when our lives come under trial, will we live by revelation or we will abandon revelation and get our lives complicated? Eh? So, husbands and wives, who? Husbands and wives, you have to constantly live by revelation. Eh?
Yeah.
Let's say sometimes I'm there and maybe my wife maybe he's doing something. And where I'm seated and the way I'm analyzing things, I should blast it. Do you understand? Yeah, I should blast it. But because revelation has so dominated me, I always refer to the word of God before I act. You say, ah, is that possible? It's possible. You see, you must be so governed by revelation that you don't act before you remember. Because sometimes, if you are not careful, you will act before you remember that Jesus said, love your wife. People of God, I pray that you get it. You get it. Get it. Those of you who are about to marry. Huh? Those of you who are about to marry. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For me, when you marry by revelation, marriage is sweet. But if you throw away revelation, hey, it can be terrible. I hope you are getting my point. Yes. We see free. No, you see, let me stay there small because the Bible says that what actually represents Christ and his church on earth is marriage. And most of the time, you see that our marriages have issues. Why? Because we are not living by that revelation. I hope you are getting my point. Yeah. So before you marry, think about revelation. Huh? And when you enter, be governed by revelation. Oh, only two people are responding to me. Okay, let's say my husband is not bringing money as he should because things are not the way it should be. Will I still humble myself and submit to my husband? Will you? Revelation. Or you will change the way you talk to him because now the money is not flowing like before. Revelation. Huh? Revelation. So, for me, lift your head. Let me. Do you understand the revelation I'm talking about? Yes. Husbands, do you know sometimes I should leave? Husbands, should I leave this place or I should stay there small? Do you know sometimes you look at your wife? And your wife is annoying you. Yes. Too annoying. If you throw away revelation, you will fight. If you embrace revelation, love it, love it, love it, love it. May your home be governed by revelation.
Amen.
He said, if your home is governed by revelation, you will see that Christ will reign in that home. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Now, I said revelation will deepen your conviction. So, if you have revelation about Jesus and his word, it deepens your conviction about him. Now, today, let me just say this. The word of God is covered. The word of God, the written word of God. Now, I'm talking about the written word of God. It is what? It is shrouded in mystery. Okay? So, to be able to walk in deep conviction of the word, different areas of the word that has to do with life has to be what? Unveiled to you. Okay? Or revealed to you. The Bible, as you see it, is coded. And it is the Holy Spirit that unveils the codes, okay, of the scriptures to us. And as a child of God, you must have a very deep desire for the written word to be unveiled to you. Okay? You see, every child of God must have a personal relationship with the written word, because that is the basis for our revelation in God. Hallelujah. So please, do you have a Bible? Ask somebody for me. Do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible? Good. Now, there's this popular, when we're children, they say, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible. Yeah, pray every day, pray. Read your Bible, read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. See, reading your Bible is cardinal, but it is not just reading it that makes you see what he wants you to see. But you see, it begins with reading, because until you open it, he cannot unveil things to you. Does it make sense? And there are beautiful things about your life that when you open the Bible, every area of life, there's a revelation in the scriptures for you. There's a revelation in the scriptures for you. Okay? Now, get this. Revelation doesn't come to the noisy. What did I just say? That is why the old Christians had something they called quiet time. Is it in your vocabulary? Quiet time. This morning, my agenda is very simple. I want to encourage you to have effective quiet time. Effective quiet time. Because in those quiet moments, the Holy Spirit will bring you revelations from the written word that would cause you to be distinct in all matters of life. Huh? Yes. Quiet time, where you have secluded yourself and have a particular time of the day, most preferably in the morning, where you pick your Bible. I tell you, because of social media nowadays, many of us don't open our Bibles. Please tap the person sitting by you and ask the person for me, when was the last time you opened your Bible, like your Bible proper? I'm talking about the hardcover. The hardcover. The hardcover. Karen, the hardcover. I'm not talking about the one on your phone or your tablet. That one you can't underline. You can't underline. You can't paint. People of God, listen. This generation, we are. I'm talking about having a personal, deep relationship with the word of God. Yourself as a child of God. In a quiet time, every morning, your Bible, your notebook. Then you are writing lessons that he opened your eyes to see. It deepens your conviction. No wonder we are very shallow Christians nowadays. Shallow. So shallow that anything can deceive them. Oh. Did I tell you of this guy who was bathing women? But yes, women buffer. But he bats them. Say spiritual cleansing. I'm going to bath you. You see, if believers have a personal relationship with the word of God, it will be difficult to deceive people like that. That I have to cleanse you, I have to bath you. A man bathing women. because we don't have a personal relationship with the word of God. I'm talking about the written word of God where we don't have revelation. Most of the time, when even people are saying things, we can't judge. We can't judge. We can't judge. So anybody just, and also they are helpful, picks phone, just says anything, and you will be surprised. A Christian you think should know better. That is where his interest is. You know, it's very dangerous to mention people's names and to maybe tag people. All right? Yeah. But I don't understand how men of God who say Jesus is Lord can so associate with a man who says Jesus is not Lord. Like, this generation, it's amazing. They can relate with a man who still believes in cutting cows, goats, and they celebrate knowing such a person. I'm like, what I'm saying is that you can also fall prey to some of these things when you don't have a personal revelation in the word of God. One kasa. And also, do you know that you cannot know who people are listening to? So you can think they are your sheep, but they are deep into somebody else. Do you have that video ready? I want us to watch a video, short video. Is it ready? I want us to watch. You know, you can even open yourself up so much to human motivation that it can kill your revelation in Christ. Now, social media has it. Quotes from this person. People who didn't fear God and didn't walk with God are now motivating people. So by the time you realize it, your heart has left Christ. So, how do I have an effective quiet time? Please listen to me. My message may be very basic and it will sound like Sunday school children's message. Look, if we will get serious with personal quiet time, our convictions in Christ will be deeper. How do I have an effective quiet time? I told you that revelation doesn't come to who? Noisy people. They're noisy. That means you should choose a quiet time. A time that you can say, as for this period, I am enjoying some quietness. Because most of the time, from morning till evening, our lives are filled with noise. Hello? Noise. Right. Now, the second thing is you need a good Bible. You need what? So please, next week, everybody bring your real Bible to church. I want to inspect it. Do you know people don't have real Bibles? Like Bible. They don't have some. You will find all other things in the house, but not a Bible. Bible. My dear Bible. Okay. Very, very, very complicated. But if we would choose to go for revelation, and how do you do that? You get revelation primarily from the written word of God. The Holy Spirit unveils to us things in the written word. But you need a quiet time with Him. Have a quiet time with Jesus every morning. You may be so busy, and every other thing takes your attention. And you have no time for Him. You have no time for the Master in the morning. Look, change the way you do things. Get a good Bible. Get a notebook. Sit down. There are materials that have been written. This is the shepherd's voice. It can guide you to read and to study the word. And you will see how the Holy Spirit will open your eyes. You will begin to see deep things in the word of God, and it will drive your convictions deeper in him. Am I communicating? Tell yourself from tomorrow morning, and then you say, Amaso. From tomorrow morning, I'm going to be disciplined and have a quiet time. I will not let all the busyness of this world so swallow me up that I don't even have time to hear the Lord. Oh, believers. And I say this to round up. You see, when you come to church, when God gives you a pastor is supposed to help you to catch revelations from the word of God. You see, that is why it's important you pay attention to the one that you know has been given to you by God as your pastor. Do you know some people are confused who their pastor is? There are some people seated here. You have about five pastors you listen to. And I am even number three. I'm telling you. There are people seated here. There's a particular man of God they hear every morning. You know, it is better you go and find where their church is and go. Some of you, it is Nigerians. Yes. Because they have large congregations. So you think they have something to say that I can't say. That is why it will get to a point when you are tapping this shepherd, he won't respond. Please, do I have any problem with Nigerian ministers? Please, that isn't what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that they will get up in the morning and they think those men have more motivation for them than their pastor. Yeah. Then they will go and listen to them. They never listen to the shepherd that has been given to them. But when it gets to certain seasons of life, they would want to place a demand on the shepherdural anointing. It won't work. It will not work. It will not work. And now social media has made it very easy, because you can jump onto anybody's platform and listen to whatever you want to listen to. Let me tell you something. If God gave you a shepherd, pay attention to his voice. I said what? Yeah. If I am the shepherd that God gave you, Jeremiah 3:15, what does he say? Please, I say this again. I mentioned Nigeria. That doesn't mean I have anything against. Please. Don't get me wrong. I was just making a reference. I could have said Zimbabwe or Sri Lanka or Sudan. I could have mentioned any country. So please don't get offended at me. And I will give you pastors according to what? My heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. You see, so I become disturbed when I tell you that this church, we come to church on Sunday and Wednesday. And you have chosen that you never come for the Wednesday one. Because you know what we are going to say already. No, it's serious. No wonder the true shepherdural anointing, that must make way for you. Because you see, you get motivated by others. Yes, now social media is your pastor. Yes, TikTok is your pastor. So when you mention anybody TikTok, do you know amazingly, all those men that you are attracted to on TikTok, go and look for them. Call them. You have their number. Call them. When is your baby dedication? Call them. When is your marriage? Call them. When we have to attend anything concerning your life, call them. When you are pressed and you need shepherd anointing, you call them. Then you know that every man on earth has been given a pastor by God. You see, I personally think that some of us must change the way we operate. There are some of you right from the beginning of the year till now. I said, we meet everywhere. You know, Sunday church is not enough. It's not enough. Wednesdays, I've been dealing with how to understand demons. Demons, how demons operate and how to handle them. You see, and found who met you. Message in the cry, ye, me preach you any recording here, the two baby cry, and some found home. So, what I say, your shepherd's voice is very minimal in your life. So, it's like my voice is about 3%. My voice is about 3%. The pastor on YouTube, his voice is about 50%. And you say, I'm your pastor. A day is going to come when I have to give account on those I pasted. I tell you, my spirit will pick it up and say, Akwawi, nanya nishofu. Nanya nishofu for YouTube. Inti, Uncle Friend, no me bun atay manana. Ome report ma erade mano. Sometimes it's amazing. Paul said, you have known my manner of life. You have known my manner of life. That means every man of God has a manner of life that the sheep that God gives them must follow. You see? But sheep, you see the sheep we watched, they heard their shepherd's voice and that is what they responded. Nowadays, you have 20 voices, 20. Some of you have 50 voices. You see the way I'm talking about marriage. Do you know somebody what I'm saying? Because the voice now otieno and yes I know cano. You say no no cano. Or no can in another way. And to the mimic canon, I'm a canyon. Because okotie ba kubi. You have known my manner of life. What am I saying? Man of God, you have seen how I have married. Who said they marry? But Abia, God forbid, any who or she Obia or no, unim na warie, unhu na warie da, unim the ekosu na warie mbia. Ne yiri kura unhu no. And so no no di ene de. So what is it? Yeah, the confusion of sheep. Define who you see, you must relate with your pastor by revelation. If you see me just as one of those preachers, then you see what I say doesn't mean much to you. But if I am your God-given pastor, if I'm your God-given pastor, I'm on Facebook, yeah, they took to a youth reference. Oh, yeah, WhatsApp, they took to a, you know. Status. Sometimes I watch people that they say I'm their pastor. The way they are posting other men of God. Then sometimes I want to call them and tell them, ah, na corner, sorry, wait. Jai, we na call. Because opening some more. Because why, yes, I would have fra say before you move. Yeah, and you must be, we must be very blunt on that one. You must be bold to say, I know by revelation, this is my pastor, and I pay attention to his voice. Because Obia Obika. Sa asem no oka na ye odeno. Untie mi ye ntia. Enti na untie sema kadi ye chenye sa. Obia Obika. And I want so funny di ena. Un se. What do you mean? The Okan Yode. Enti, who postuno? Who postuno? Who? Say nipa 200 ne nimwa. Wow, how many people you are making them to hear that voice? But who would the end of the mouth be here? Because on only the end of the day, and then what? The bottom of the holiness, and the end me ba no ma be camarilis anti enye de me ba no ma be can live for God sa enye de. Then you have also taken a stance. Sorry dey see e call kwesi ada nti won so wo ba kwesi ada nko a ade fufuru bi enu aye ya wo ka ho hweti ti se nyame de wadu asafo bim na wo se wo sofo ni a ye wo said dey relate with your sofo. I want to encourage everybody. It's like maybe I'm coming on you personally this morning. But you see, I'm a shepherd. I am a shepherd. If you do not cut out all of these attitudes of showing other people, propagating other people's voice, meanwhile, the voice that has been given to you, don't pay attention to listen to what he says. And when he says we are even meeting in church 2 times a week, it is too much for you. You choose to attend. Enye bebrei. Enye bebrei. Enti de bia wadwene se se. Enne ne munye du. Woman attention. Enti na ase munye du no. But if you give it attention in your life. When God called me, he told me to speak. So as I continue to speak, it blesses. People of God, this morning I came to encourage you. Revelation will deepen your conviction. Revelation will make you distinct. Get revelation from the written word of God. Make sure your quiet time is necessary and is important to you. And also pay attention to your shepherd's voice. Pay attention to your shepherd's voice. Attention to your shepherd's voice. Hallelujah. Let me say this as I close. God has a lot to do with our lives. And listen, if you're a child of God, you must understand what God wants to do is linked with the shepherd's voice he gives you. So take serious your shepherd's voice. If somebody's sitting by you and the person looks like she doesn't come for Wednesday service, ask the person, when will you start coming? When will you start coming? Yeba, sorry, 2 times a week. Kwesiada na ukwada. Ukwada no maybe. Oh maybe da. Oma. Timesrobis anama me se enti se se pa. Dia ya kan ukwada na ehunya na ehunya. Kasa mumu biwa mumu mise obi awo. She said, "The way any Diana ama, Ujana have fooled Diana. She said, 'Onfamau, Diana also unchemie no. Oma obi kwesiada no, oma obi ukwada. But who be di kwesiada Diana osi eye? Kwesiada no kran. Who be di once a month? Oh, like you see, there will be problems. There will be problems. And you, it's amazing too that when the issue starts, they want to blame the pastor too. That onyesi, why onyesi?" No. You see, Adrianine, for example, for say your teacher Adrianine 1 month with Adrianine, Obia did it here. Obe did once in a month. I will say 1 month. Into the accounting, you know. Obi should be did question that. I will say, yeah. We Wednesday, me saba on how best I be cast in San Juan. I pray Wednesdays you will come and hear the word of God. How to deal with demons. Because see, you may never hear it. Afe, obia, when it just suffer for from him, a time in a koho. Na me bwa. tie yes your baby actually dey and ye nine that means your baby am pe kratwe me wa sofu bi am pe kratwe semen sasam nya wo de no before front sem na ye o da me se ko ho eno an say Jesus Christ fie o ho beto na wo metra me na se me kan now dey akoto to obi dey ho well mami ko ti Jesus say no so den o ka dabi me fa wi en so ba no abesre e be fa oyem ya me sam kroje na me kan e be dey e be fa oyem afi bo so starting your problems afi what starting your problems because sofu bia obibika obia nso wo se de na dwene ye no ene se de o kire nyame asem mufa enti se de ameme kire nyame asem na nya sa na obi kire nyame asem se wo anya careful me say by the time you realize wo anya spiritual diarrhea afo kese so anya yi but be bold about it. Oh, I love this place. You think I'll be angry? No, come and tell me, I'll give you transport. Yes, I'll give you transport. But if you belong to me and I'm your shepherd, then pay attention to what I say. Listen to me and listen to me well. Because I have also something to tell you that is of the mind of Christ, to lead you and present you to Christ. I'm a shepherd. I'm a shepherd. I'm a shepherd. Huh? Yes, I'm a shepherd. I'm a shepherd. Me shame crowfo. Me sorry and ajume bomb pay my wawari. Who send the pack on you? Only Woody. O number was able. No, it's serious. And sometimes it's almost like there's no problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. Let's behave right. Because there's a way sheep must behave to get the best out of what God has prepared for them. There's a way. There's a way. God bless you. Are you going to do your quiet time? Tell somebody for me, you must do your quiet time. And let me recommend some Bibles to you that will help you in your quiet time. Study Bibles. Some of you, you've never bought a Bible with your own money. The BRG said the idea chow. Okay? Spend some money from yourself and buy a Bible for yourself. Eh? And don't just go for King James. Go for other versions like NIV, New Living Translation. The ones that the English is very simple to understand. You must have a personal relationship with the Word of God. Huh? Yemu biwa yenkai, even one book of the Bible, da, enye da. And ye dao. As you hear Christopher. I pray you July. Every July and copium December. Now what kind of books in the Bible? Now what catching revelations are you bisan yamia semwa ubi humbiaka? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. God bless you. God bless you. Let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. Father, the desire. The desire for a deeper relationship with your written word so that the Holy Spirit will unveil things to us for us to see the deep things of God. The deep things of God. The deep things of God. For it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal the deep things of God. And as we have encounters in our quiet times, may we receive revelations that will drive deep our roots in conviction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for everyone that heard my voice this morning. And I pray that these words will never leave our hearts. But we shall bear fruit according to the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast.
If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.